This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Yesterday, Ohio State University announced a partnership with Apple. The so-called Digital Flagship University initiative includes a free iPad for every undergraduate student, an iOS design lab on campus, and increased coding instruction. The first of its kind collaboration begins next school year. President Michael Drake is here to discuss it. Good afternoon, President Drake.
Great to be with you.
Tell us about the origins of this idea.
Well, we've been working with Apple on a variety of things for many, many years, and it is really expanding on the quality of that relationship to see how we could support each other in moving into the higher education space for Apple and to being more heavily connected with technology and innovation for our university.
The iOS Design Lab will teach students coding skills in Swift, which is Apple's coding language.
Yeah.
Are you worried that this sort of partnership could create exclusivity of skills where computer science students aren't learning like Pascal, Basic, Python, other programming languages?
Oh, no, not at all. Really, this is really about what we're able to do with Apple and the special opportunities that it provides for us. It's not about what we're not doing with anyone else. And so we have broad education and research in computer sciences broadly. We would always continue that. This is really, though, a special relationship with one of the most innovative companies in the world and one that we've worked with before, and we're looking forward to really bringing benefit to both of us.
So this iOS Design Lab, it makes a ton of sense for computer students, but you're also giving an iPad to every kid on campus. What do you think the benefit is outside of students who are strictly going to be working in the computer science realm?
Well, in my own course that I teach, I still teach a seminar to freshmen every year. I've been doing this for years. In the last several years, we've delivered all the course material to them and then on iPads, and then use the iPads to help enhance our teaching. And it's actually made it easier for me to teach. I hope it's made me a better teacher, but it's made it easier for me to teach. And our students, we ask them how they like the iPad as a learning tool, and they have really liked it a lot. And so we were thrilled at the opportunity to be able to expand what we've done as pilot programs in the past now to our entire entering class.
Some studies out there say that when students take notes with pen and paper, they actually end up retaining more. Do you worry at all about distractibility, for instance, when it comes to having a device that accesses the internet?
Yeah, so two things. One is that, we'll pilot this and see how well it works. What we've found is really just the opposite. First, they get an Apple Pen, so my students in my class use the pens to write on the iPad. They use that instead of a piece of paper. And so they take notes all the time and take notes actively, and they find it, in fact, a very easy and convenient way to do this. So that's one. The other is that we use the way we use the technology is students interact with each other more. And, the data show that you read a certain fraction of what you remember, a certain fraction of what you read, a certain fraction of what you write. But you remember most when you're engaged with other people and discussing things. And so we've used this as a platform to help our education be more engaged. And we think that that's the impact it's going to have broadly. Of course, we'll evaluate that as we move forward and adjust ourselves appropriately.
One of the core truths about technology is that it will be superseded by what is coming next.
Yeah.
Are you concerned that this investment might become outdated in just a few years?
If that were our concern, we'd probably go sit in a field and meditate. It's the best that we can do now, and we want to continue to advance it forward. And in fact, with our iOS, with the development lab and with our focus on teaching and learning, we hope to continually improve what we're doing so that it's ever-changing. And that's our goal, is really to be at the cutting edge of these technologies. And that means that you're always on the move.
President Michael Drake, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Good to talk with you.